Ang eksperto sa pagiging magulang na Dr. Justin Coulson ay isang mapagmalaking ama ng anim na anak. Sinabi niya na ang pagpapalaki ng maligaya at may kumpiyansang mga anak ay tungkol sa hindi pamamalo ng mga anak. Ito ay nangangahulugan na ang pag-iwas mamalo ay isang paraan ng disiplina.
You can only bring your children up well without spanking or smacking. In fact, research quite clearly tells us that the more we rely on hitting our children, whether it's to teach them a lesson or because we're angry or a combination of the two, the more we do that and the more we rely on those punitive styles of parenting, the more likely it is that our children will have challenges later in their life.
Sinabi niya na ang pagpalo bilang parusa ay hindi lamang nakakasira sa relasyon ng magulang sa anak, ito ay maaari ding magkaroon ng negatibong epekto sa bata.
And what happens is years down the track, those children will tend to be much more likely to have things like depression or anxiety or just poor coping mechanisms for stress. Perhaps another important thing to consider is that when we hit our children, what we actually are teaching them is that power is an appropriate way to get what we want.
Ayon kay Dr. Coulson, maraming magulang ang malimit na nalilito sa ideya ng pagdisiplina bilang parusa.
If you look up the definition of punishment in the dictionary, punishment is to hurt somebody because they've done something that we don't like, and we hurt them by either physically hurting them or we psychologically or emotionally hurt them, or we take something away from them that's important to them. It's interesting that the definition of punishment is quite consistent with the definition of bullying. It's just that bullying has to take place consistently over time. But the idea of discipline is quite different to punishment. The idea of discipline is that we teach. We teach our children good ways to act. We instruct them. We guide them.
Si Dr. Rachel Sharman naman ay isang lecturer sa psychology sa University of Sunshine Coast na nagsanay sa child development. Sinabi niya na walang one size fits all sa pagiging magulang at kapag minsan, ang mahinang pamamalo ay isang epektibong paraan kapag nagdidisiplina ng mga bata.
In terms of very harsh, you know, nasty, brutal physical punishment, yeah, there's absolutely no doubt that there are long-term negative impacts of that. But I think when most people or most Australians think about smacking or spanking, they are talking about the, you know, the fairly light smack on the bum or the smack on the hand that's heading towards the stove and you don't want the child to burn themselves. And really, the research on that is at best mixed, and certainly the better studies I've seen suggest that there really is no or very small negative outcome for that sort of everyday, normal kind of smacking.
Si Judy Chasmore naman ay isang professor ng batas sa University of Sydney. Samantalang sinasabi niyang hindi illegal para sa mga magulang ang magpataw ng pisikal na parusa sa kanilang mga anak sa Australia, may pangangailangan ng malinaw na patakaran upang ipagtanggol ang mga bata sa pag-aabuso.
The problem with frustrated and angry parents is that they may not necessarily know when they've gone too far. But if there's a clear message that A, you can't use any implements, you certainly can't use a closed fist, that you can't hit children around the head or the neck would be a good place to start. And at least it would give us some consistency across Australia, which we don't currently have.
Tanging ang New South Wales lamang ang nag-iisang estado na may patakaran sa kung ano ang masasabing walang dahilang pagdisiplina. Ipinaliwanag ni Professor Cashmore kung bakit.
And that means that it's punishment as force that's applied to any part of the head or neck of a child, or any other part in a way that's likely to cause harm that lasts for more than a short period. And you can see that that's difficult because it doesn't define what a short period is, doesn't define what harm is. It's not easy to find out exactly where the boundary is between what might be seen as a smack or a spanking, or what then becomes unreasonable, and when that becomes a child protection matter, and when it might also alternatively move into the criminal sphere.
Ipinagpipilita naman ni Dr. Justin Coulson na anumang uri ng pisikal na parusa sa mga bata ay dapat ipagbawal sa Australia.
I wouldn't walk into a shopping center, have you push in line, and hit you. If I were to do that, I'd end up in court. If I was to even, you know, the back of my hand across your shoulder or something like that, I'd be charged with assault. And if I did that in public to my wife or in private to my wife, That would be called domestic violence. That would be called abuse. We seem to have this concept in Australia that it's okay to hit other people if they're a quarter of our height and a fifth of our weight.
Hindi naman sumasang-ayon si Dr. Rachel Sharman. Naniniwala siya na ang pagbabawal ng pamamalo ay hindi lulutas sa mga isyung nakapaligid sa pang-aabuso sa mga kabataan.
We've actually got some really serious child protection issues in this country, and I'm always really disappointed that smacking keeps sort of coming back up to the public attention when actually we've got some stuff we really need to talk about, like domestic violence, sexual abuse, and you know, alcohol problems in the home, and yet this sort of very minor issue of smacking keeps coming up over and over again, and I sometimes wonder if it's an attempt not to have to talk about the real stuff that really matters because it's far too difficult. No one's gotten a solution.
Sinabi ni Professor Cashmore na kapag minsan ang pagpapatupad ng batas ay makakatulong na baguhin ang mga pang-unawa ng lipunan. Ang Sweden ang unang bansang naglagay ng batas upang gawing legal ang pamamalo ng bata noong 1979.
We know that certainly the forms of physical punishment in those societies such as Scandinavian countries, that it has sent a very clear message, and it's now clearly accepted in those societies that you do not hit children, that that's not okay. And those attitudes are now pretty firmly ingrained.
Inamin ni Dr. Coulson na ang mga magulang ay maaaring humarap sa mga humahamong pagkilos ng mga kabataan. Idinagdag niya na kapag dumating ang ganitong panahon, mahalagang manatiling kalmado at suriin kung ano ang naging dahilan ng pagkilos ng kanilang mga anak.
When we see the world through our children's eyes, we often see a very different picture to the one that we're seeing when we look at them through our eyes, focused on our agenda and focused on how they're being so inconvenient. Why are they challenging us? Is it because they're hungry? Is it because they're angry? Is it because they're lonely? Is it because they're tired? Is it because they're stressed? The more that we can work with our children, the more likely it is that they're going to have positive outcomes in their lives. They'll have higher levels of resilience, higher levels of self-worth.
Samantala, nanawagan ang United Nations para sumama ang Australia sa mahigit na 40 bansa sa buong mundo na nagbabawal ng pisikal na parusa sa kanilang mga anak. Ito din ang posisyong sinusuportahan ng mga pediatrician mula sa Royal Australian College of Physicians.